It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American psychologist and television personality Dr. Joyce Brothers, born in New York in 1927. She first became famous in 1955 for winning the top prize on the American TV game show The $64,000 Question. Her fame allowed her to go on to host various advice columns and television programs, which established her as a pioneer in the field of popular psychology. She is often credited as the first to simplify psychological concepts for the American mainstream. Her syndicated columns were featured in newspapers and magazines, including a monthly column for Good Housekeeping, which she wrote for nearly 40 years. As she quickly became the face of psychology for American audiences, she often appeared in various television roles, usually as herself. From the 1970s onward, she also began to accept fictitious roles that parodied her own psychologist persona. She is noted for working continuously for 5 decades across various genres. Numerous groups recognized her for her strong leadership as a woman in the psychological field and for helping to destigmatize the profession overall. She was born Joyce Diane Bauer to Morris Bauer and Estelle Rappaport, who were attorneys sharing a law practice. She grew up in a Jewish family in Far Rockaway, Queens, New York. She had a sister named Elaine Goldsmith, with whom she was very close. Joyce described that when she was growing up, her father treated her like a son, the son he had hoped for, even deciding to name her Joseph instead of Joyce before she was born. As a result, she grew up in an environment in which her status as a female made no difference in the family's expectations of high academic excellence for all their children. Consequently, she was often described as being a studious person, thriving on hard work and academic achievement. In 1949, she married Milton Brothers, who later went on to become a prominent internist. Following her husband's death in 1989, Brothers fell into a state of depression for a year and contemplated suicide. However, she used her work to achieve inner peace and eventually recover. Brothers and her husband had a daughter, 4 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. She graduated from Far Rockaway High School in January 1944. Afterwards, she entered Cornell University, double majoring in home economics and psychology, and graduated with a B.S. degree with honors in 1947. She was a member of Sigma Delta Tau sorority at the time. She then attended Columbia University, where she obtained an M.A. degree in 1949 and a Ph.D. in psychology in 1953. While working on her graduate studies, she was a research assistant at Columbia, an instructor at Hunter College, and a research fellow on a UNESCO leadership project from 1949 to 1959. The American Association of University Women awarded her the American Fellowship in 1952, which enabled her to complete her doctoral degree. Joyce Brothers died on May 13, 2013, of respiratory failure at her home in Fort Lee, New Jersey. She was 85 years old. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 20th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.